Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Pull up a Bloody Mary, a mimosa, or some prune juice.
Does he have some magic in him? Nix drops back.
And get a serving of Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and other hot menu items.
Underneath, touchdown, Ducks! Wow!
This is Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher.
Oh! Off the upright! And good! He kissed it in!
On the Odyssey app and 1080.
All these things are true. I wouldn't lie. I don't lie to you guys, baby.
The Fan.
Oh my God! If you could, if the listeners only could have heard this, commercial break in this studio, because it started off as a Nuggets thing, and I don't know. I guess we can just do this now because it turned from praising the Nuggets to us talking about Portland's future real quick.
Yes, let's go. Yeah. Who cares about the Nuggets?
All right. So how this all began? How all this began was. I teased and said, and by the way, hour number two, Sports Sunday, Rashad, Joe, Jordan Schultz across the glass. Thanks for being in on this Memorial Day Sunday. And yeah, we're talking about the Nuggets. And I tell Rashad, hey, I'm happy for the Nuggets, man. Like, I got some of my close friends are big Nuggets fans. I've watched a lot of their games over the years, and they've slowly but surely gotten better over the years. They went from just missing the eighth seed to finally getting that eighth seed to them being a 4-5 seed to. They've gone and climbed up those ranks, and now here they are finally in the NBA Finals. Kind of seems like, you know, it's, like, good. Like, deservingly so. Jamal Murray back from his injury. This team, I feel like, deserves to be there. I'm happy for him. First time ever being in the NBA Finals. And then Rashad goes and takes a dump in my cereal.
No, it's not what I did.
You did. Lying right here. I have a nice bowl, tasty Fruit Loops right in front of me. It's a big turd right in the middle of it.
Which are disgusting anyway, so that's that. But no, it's not that I'm not happy for the Nuggets. I'm happy for anybody that's able to get there for the first time. That's awesome. You know, that's a Jokic has been so much better than any of us could have ever thought. Jamal Murray, the Canadian, so much better than any of us could have ever imagined he would be. So, of course, I'm happy for the Nuggets. As a Blazer fan, am I happy for a team from my division that's doing well and they've been kind of a, you know, somebody that hasn't ever really been able to leapfrog Portland, but am I happy for them to get to the finals? Am I happy for the Thunder to be building a good young squad that looks like it's going to be able to be kind of, you know, be able to flourish over the next few years? Am I happy that Phoenix is having this run right now? No. It all makes me frustrated. And to know that we are still kind of floundering at this point. Now, mind you, you're floundering so bad to where you were able to get the third overall pick in the draft. So that's number one. And unless you're going to trade that pick, which I'm hoping to God you trade this pick to be able to put something around Damian Lillard. But if you're going to go younger, and if you're going to go get some, I think it's just, Dame is the only thing, only bargaining chip that the Blazers would have at this point that would get them more talent. Like, that's it. Like, Shaedon Sharpe, I absolutely love Shaedon Sharpe. I think he had a hell of a
Did Anthony Simons die? Did 22
Portland fans don't respect science.
Did 22 like, points just disappear? Man, I'm sorry.
People that watch Portland, people that watch Simons play every week don't have a problem with him. So why? We don't covet Simon, so why would another franchise who doesn't watch him play cover?
I covet points, and I covet 23 years of age.
People have been so close. You talk about taking a crap in somebody's cereal. We've been crapping on Simons all year, and he's done nothing but just get better. You shoot a lot? Absolutely, he does.
I don't think it's about that. Just quickly, I'll let you get on with your argument, Richard. But Anfernee Simons is somebody that we know as a fan base that there are assets that the Blazers have to let go, and Ant is at the top of that list. So honestly, I think it more speaks to his talent and the fact that people are forgetting about Anfernee Simons lately. It's just because as a fan base, we've kind of accepted that he is going to be gone. I think that's kind of at least where my mind's at. Maybe I'm wrong.
And I don't know. I don't know if we've been such a talented franchise so we can just let go of great players. Like every time we let go of a good player, he turns into an amazing player somewhere else. Maybe we give him time as his third year as a starter to figure it out, or let's just go ahead and let him go and let him go be Jermaine O'Neal somewhere else.
So
let's go, let's do that.
But we're running out of time, guys.
That's
we're running
kind of the problem.
We got 3-4 years tops of Dame elite basketball left, right?
We can't really just run it back after what we just saw this last year. And it's clear that in today's day and age that you can't win without having a dude that is a 6'8", 3-and-D star. You can't win when you have Drew Eubanks out there and Yusuf Nurkic caring about basketball 50% of this season.
Somebody asked me 2 days ago, Joe, why are the Celtics able to have so much success with such a small team? And I said, do the Portland Trailblazers have a 6'9", 6'8", guy in Jeremy Grant who scores 32 a game? And they're like, oh, no, I guess not.
Nope. Nope. Like, and then why. Even their guys down low, Grant and Robert Williams, I mean, not the biggest dudes in the world, but at least they are strong and finish strong and play defense and go up for like, you aren't going to get that from this Blazers team as is. And you're not getting it from Nurk, I feel like. It's just, to me, what you do with this team is you take that third pick, you take Simons, you take probably Nas. And you take your however many second-round picks, all 50 of them that you have.
Clear that draft protection, take the next 4 first-rounders as well.
You throw in a 27 first-round pick, whatever, but you just had the best year of Dame's career, where dude's dropping 70 points in one game, 60 in another. How about you go and find someone that can give you 30 points alongside of Dame, rather than saying, hey, dude, go score a 70 because we ain't have anybody else that can help you out here. I don't know, crazy thought.
It sounds awesome. I'm a Blazer fan, though. That's not how it works here. That's not how it's ever worked here.
We've never had Damian Lillard.
Outside of 2000, when they made it almost to the finals, that almost year, that's not how it works.
Well, we've never had a player like Damian Lillard.
And we've had him for 11, 12 years now. That's not how it works. It's never been how it works. If we were another city, perhaps, potentially, but I'm sorry. Maybe at this point I'm just jaded. You know, maybe I've seen too much or haven't seen enough at that point. But either way, Damian Lillard, I feel like we've wasted his talent. We've done a good job of wasting his talent here for the last few years.
We've been
begging for another star to play here with Dame for years. Begging for.
I don't think
for
it's
years.
A matter of us begging. It's a matter of Neil O'Shea handicapping this franchise
We have been begging for another star.
I get it. And it's because.
Since LaMarcus.
We've been begging for it for the last 30 years. But again, when you have a dude in the front office who thinks that his ideas are the best in the room and wants to see them play out over 5 years after we yell from the mountaintops that it doesn't work. And he says, nope, it's not my fault. It's the coach's fault.
Who would still be the GM if it weren't for all of those issues with, like, you know, insubordinate comments and, like, treating his staff badly.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, bro, like, that guy had us so hamstrung from his dumb decisions and what he thought was right and
having too much pride
and ego that he had to make changes that needed to be made.
Stepped on my shoes. I never liked it.
This has essentially been the kick the can down the road franchise. And the Blazers are now to the point where it's not just going to be one guy. We were talking about this on primetime earlier this week, and I said my fandom is hanging by a thread with the Portland Trail Blazers simply because of those 3 to 4 years that we have left in Dame's prime as Blazers fans. And the fact that they hired another first-time head coach and Chauncey Billups essentially repeating what they did with Mo Cheeks after firing Mike Dunleavy, you know, the same thing they're doing with Terry Stotts after 2019-2020, that they're just handing a rookie the keys and Chauncey Billups to try and get an NBA championship in Portland, you're essentially forced now. You can't just acquire one guy if you're Joe Cronin. I mean, the Joel Embiid things have been thrown out there. That would be awesome. I don't really think he's necessarily physical enough to get the Blazers over the top, but you would have to pair an Embiid with a Pascal Siakam. Then you need another bench player because, like you mentioned, Joe, Drew Eubanks is one physical piece, but he ain't the Williams coming off the bench for the Celtics being bangers down low. There's so much more physicality, especially in the playoffs, that you need as an NBA team that the Blazers just don't have. So you've got to look at either acquiring Embiid and Siakam or a Mikal Bridges and DeAndre Ayton and two bench guys. You are so far away from being an elite team as the Blazers.
Well, I think we talked about it last week, and we'll go out on this, is that Pascal Siakam by himself doesn't get me going. Like, this needs to be an offseason where it's Portland lays their chips on the table and shows people, like, we're not effing around. This is the culmination of Dame's career we're talking about. 10, 11 seasons, and we know the clock is ticking. We know we only have 3 to 4 years, maybe, of prime Dame left. So let's go for it. Like, whatever, man. Like, F it. What? I don't care if we're Portland. Like, Joe Cronin, he's got to have that mentality. And the guys in the front office, and they got to tell Jody, like, listen, this is something that we got to do for 3-4 years. And then you can do whatever the hell you want with this franchise after that. But this is to compete with Dame, what we have. We got to go for it right now. Because this is a window, for quite frankly, that is a little open for us. But if we don't do something with it, it's going to be shut, and we're going to be the Thunder were for the last 5 years, if not more. And that's going to be the bottom of the division, bottom of the conference, getting those top picks, but trying to build a team. And I've heard Sprague say this before, and I'm going to repeat him. Portland, you're not built for that life. Portland's not built for that life of 15, 20, 25 win seasons. I'm telling you. If you want to tank, blow it up, go for it.
Sebastian Tell for anybody? We're not built.
But I say you go for it with Dame over these next 4 or 5 years because he's given you his whole life, career to this city, and Jeremy Grant's great.
Take a swing, man.
Got to. You have
to. It's hard to watch Dallas get Kyrie. I mean, did it work? No. But damn it, they took a swing. They tried. They want to just, like, all I want Portland to do is just try. Get that guy here to play with Damian Lillard. And if you're not going to do that, let's move on. Let's just try again.
I know we got to get up to break, you guys, but we're talking about trying and kicking the can down the road. I remember Joe Cronin after the deadline said, hey, I did try to acquire that big piece. So do you think that he was in the conversation trying to get KD, you know, that the Suns ultimately ended up getting from the Nets for 3 first-round picks and a couple of players? I mean, when you hear that GM comment, it's like, okay, so you were in on Kyrie or KD or D'Angelo Russell, which D'Angelo wouldn't have even made sense, but
I didn't hear
you were in on those big names.
I didn't hear us in any of those conversations.
That's crazy.
So. You know, I just, and this is the tough thing about building a team, is that how many players have we heard over the last 2 seasons where Blazer fans, even myself, have been like, dude, I don't care, go get him. Like, we are star famished here. That, listen, desperation can get you in some trouble. So I think Joe Cronin's got to play that line of desperately trying to get Dame that star, but also not overselling for someone who's just kind of a meh and doesn't, like, gives you 2 extra wins, 3 wins. Like, again, it's going to be a tough act to balance. And we are just, what is it? June 22nd is when our NBA draft is. So that makes, what, 1, 2, 3 weeks there? Just about 3.5 weeks until we find out what's going to happen, not with just the Blazers, but the rest of the NBA. Should be fun. All right, up against the clock. We'll get back to it here on Sports Sunday, next segment on 1080 The Fan.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than 1 billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay,
Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes.
You're listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Something Fisher on the Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
America, right, Rashad?
This is America, man.
America, man. Gotta love it. All right, got some more draft stuff for you here.
Let's hear it.
So Brandon Miller is a basketball player out of Alabama who came into the limelight over the last few months because he was an accessory, or allegedly an accessory, to murder in Alabama. His friend went and shot a woman, killed her, and he was linked to it by being told to bring the gun to the scene of the murder.
Allegedly a dumbass.
Allegedly, all that. Well, reports say that the way that he has been approaching the draft process is rubbing some teams the wrong way. Brandon Miller, he's met with several teams. And during those interviews, Miller was unwilling to answer questions about his pending legal situation. I'm reading this from RealGM.com. Great website, by the way. Miller provided the teams he met with a document from his lawyers. He stated that document explains everything those teams need to know and that he wouldn't be talking about it further. That approach has left teams frustrated. ESPN's Jonathan Givney said that the Hornets and the Blazers, holders of the second and third picks in the draft, still have questions that need to be answered. As I mentioned, was present at the site of a murder of a woman, allegedly drove the gun to her. So Brandon Miller, not on to the right foot as far as the draft process goes. I'm just thinking of, as soon as they start the questioning process and asking him, he just hands them a manila envelope and just says, like, everything you need to know is in there. Don't worry about it. No more questions need to be asked. Just read what's in there and we're good. Oh, okay, Mr. Miller. Yeah, we get it. Yeah, no, that's totally fine. What is... Like, come on.
Do you have his lawyer with him present at the interviews?
Whispering in his ear.
Yeah. Plead the fifth.
Yeah.
This isn't a legal proceeding, dude. Yeah.
My lawyer says I shouldn't answer that.
God, dude. I am just... And then this led to, in the commercial break, Rashad and I talking about teams drafting guys with, checkered past, whether that be, like, domestic abuse or murder.
Quintel Woods comes to mind.
But... And I said to Rashad also, I was like, you would think that I've never watched sports my entire life, but it would be great if, like, just one team ever, like, came out against a player in the pre-draft process and, like adamantly said they would never consider them. Like, imagine if Michael Jordan, and I know he's selling the team, but if he came out and said that, like, Brandon Miller wasn't even on their draft board. And he's like, no, I don't, just came out. It's like, I don't want a player that has been allegedly associated with a crime like that, a part of the Charlotte Hornets. Imagine that would do for a team. Like, again, call me crazy, as if, NFL, NBA, MLB teams kind of, look the other way when it comes to trying to win games. But the whole Brandon Miller situation is very, very weird. And, I mean, is he still, like, is there still a chance that he could get charged? I don't even know. Like, is it done and over with?
I don't know.
It's like, what a mess. Like, again, it's just like, I'm the Blazers. Like, dude, I do not, like, want to deal with this at all.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's really talented. And so.
Damn it, Rashad.
And I know that's.
Have you seen his jumper, though?
And that's the messed up part. Like, if you can run a 4.340 and you're a great edge rusher or an amazing receiver or a great, you know, you got a wicked jump shot. Like, I mean, a lot of stuff will get overlooked. And it's really, it's unfortunate, incredibly unfortunate. But, yeah, Brandon Miller will more than likely, unless he's charged, you know, prior to the draft, he's going to be picked.
He's not
going to
be.
Yeah, he's going to be picked. He's going to be one of the first 14 guys taken off the board. You know, like teams are thinking about these coaches, the GMs, they're thinking about next year and being able to have a job next year. So if you've got a talented guy, Amani Bates is going to be drafted this year too.
Oh, I mean, at some point.
Yeah.
But hoping that these issues don't come up in the future is a terrible way to manage a franchise. And that too many end up doing it.
Well, guess what? Ja Morant, we had no idea that this is what he was on when he was getting drafted. Such a good kid, such a, you know, clean cut and all this type of stuff. Like, we didn't know anything about what Ja was on. And then he got to the league and was like, oh, okay.
So I got a little bit more on this Brandon Miller. So, yeah, apparently Jonathan Givney, he was on the Adrian Wojnarowski podcast, which you should probably listen to because Woj goes into the number three pick a little bit more there, talking about how the Blazers want to trade it for a pretty elite player, the quote.
He actually speaks the truth.
Yes, yes. But yeah, Givney said that Charlotte and Portland had questions that need to be answered. Miller went into his interviews at the NBA Combine and told them, teams, I can't talk about the specific stuff on the case. I can't do the play-by-play of what happened that night. Here's a legal document that my lawyers have prepared. It explains everything you need to know. I'm willing to talk about any other topic, but not that.
Yeah, and thank you for coming.
Yeah, exactly. That should be the response. Shake we hands. Can't draft
I don't care about anything else.
Yep.
I don't care about anything else. I've got enough tape on you to know what you do well. I saw you at the draft combine, so I understand what you can do well. That's not my concern right now. So if you're going to hand me this dossier of things that I need, no, thank you. Thank you so much for coming.
All right. I know what I want to talk about in this next segment because the NBA has to be – this is a very, very precarious situation the NBA is in right now. Because you have one of the faces of your league in a weird situation with guns, and you have one of the up-and-coming faces of your league potentially coming into the league with an issue with not just guns, but murder. And this is, I want to talk about the Ja Morant situation, because I feel like the majority of people, and I we'll see in time, feel like the majority of people out there are underestimating how hard the league is going to come down on Ja with this suspension. So I want to talk about that as we finish up the second hour here. But first, Jordan Schultz with a Sports Center update.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Well,
push it to the limit.
What is going on? The snare. I need the snare. There it is. I was saying to Rashad in here that why can't John Morant just follow James Harden's footsteps and listen to Lil Baby? You don't see James Harden waving guns around. He just goes to fashion shows in Paris with Lil Baby and hangs out with him in Houston strip clubs and doesn't wave guns around.
Have you been to a Houston strip club?
I have not.
I have not. I have not had the pleasure.
Hey, listen, man.
I can imagine it's so
Vegas
experience.
Is awesome.
And this is what you know. People don't really understand this part, and not even so much in Vegas.
I'm gonna ask ChatGPT a question about Houston strip clubs. Give me a second.
The strip club down south is the club. The way we would go to
say that
a White Owl, the strip club, like the way we would go to White Owl or something like that
to go hang out.
That's the club. The music, the girls. Like the strippers, in a lot of cases, are probably the last thing that you're there for. Well, because it's not just men in the Atlanta and Houston strip clubs. It's
Lou went
flooded with women that came there to kick it.
Lou went for the lemon pepper wings.
He got in trouble. He risked his NBA career to go for some wings. Listen, man, and I've said this before. If you ever get a chance to go down south, like again, the misconception is. You're going to the strip club for luck. No, like the strip club is the
it's
bar.
It's a club. It's a
the
party. Club. It's got naked ladies.
You know,
man.
And that's really all. And mind you, they don't even get naked.
There anyways.
They don't even get naked all the way there.
In Houston?
Know? No, they don't.
See, so that's not even really a strip club.
But you got to watch them dancers, bro. That's what you're
well,
going. You're
going
to watch real dancers do real stuff. I'm not talking about these Portland strip clubs.
I love these Portland
with
strip
cinema.
Clubs.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about
and
them.
Give me some steak bites all day.
But also, you talk about steak bites. Scratch that. Scratch a steak bite. How would you like to have like 12-ounce steak, maybe a lobster tail, a few shrimp, and a baked potato for about $14.
Just give me the naked ladies. I don't need the food along with it.
That's why Lou Williams went there. He didn't go for the naked ladies. He went there. He went there for the food. That's a real thing. Like it's the only place that Southern strip clubs are the only place to where you're actually going for the food.
I do.
Going to get stuff to go.
Really quick, did you hear the Denver strippers called John Morant a boy? I found that to be hilarious.
Oh, the owners of the boy was real nice.
No. The strippers that he was hanging at, not the owner. The strippers said,
he's got a 12-year-old chest.
He's like 5'9". $1.20 soaking wet.
They were just saying the way that he was acting, waving his gum around. He's not acting like a grown up man. He is acting like a boy that has not grown up yet.
So. All right, so let's see what our AI overlords have to say about Houston strip clubs. I just asked, why are Houston strip clubs so special? Like, pretty straightforward. Says they're known for having a vibrant adult entertainment industry because of legal regulations, more lenient regulations compared to some other cities, all allowing a greater number of clubs to operate and providing more variety for patrons. Diversity. Attracting dancers from various backgrounds.
That means black girls.
The diversity enhances
and
the range
girls.
Of performers and experiences available in strip clubs. Entertainment quality. They say it's high quality. Talented, elaborate stage shows, themed events, top-notch facilities down there.
Absolutely.
Economic influence. Houston's thriving economy and the presence of major industries such as oil and gas contribute to a robust entertainment scene, including strip clubs that cater to a diverse clientele. So it all comes full circle, here's
another thing.
The oil industry, it all leads back to the strip clubs, okay?
And Joe, you're a music guy, and you're a DJ, and so, you know, down south, if you want to break
a
song...
I'm a DJ like Suk was an NFL player, okay?
You were in the league. You got paid for it, right?
That
makes you a professional. So, I mean... but the one thing about those places is we just talked about Lil Baby, right?
Yeah.
That's where you break first. If you get a song that pops in the strip club, then all of a sudden, like, that song gets picked up by everybody else. Then it doesn't go from the radio... to the clubs. It goes from the club.
It's a cultural
to the
movement
radio.
There. Yeah, that is so not the way that it goes here.
No, it's not at all. And so, like, there's something special, like I said, about, man, Georgia, Atlanta, or excuse me, Georgia, Texas, Florida, as far as their strip club. They're a different environment. And if you're a strip club guy here from the Northwest, go.
I just need to get to the South in some capacity because I feel like while it is the U.S., it is a completely different country.
It's a whole different place, bro.
Like, get me to Alabama or Louisiana for like a week and just have me saying like, wait, what? For the entire time.
There's some great things. I got a chance to see.
You do what now?
I got a chance to actually go to my godfather lives in Baton Rouge. So I went to LSU's campus. It makes Oregon look small.
Dude, I hear their library is sick. They spend all that money on the athletic.
Because Death Valley is impressive. Like, I got a chance to go inside of the stadium and like looking around like, my God.
This place
is phenomenal. So there are certain places down south that are just awesome.
There is a good side-by-side photo of LSU's library versus their newest football facilities, and it's like waterlogged ceiling boards about to fall out, like in the library. But we have a slide in the football facility.
When's the last time they packed out Death Valley for a science fair?
We're here for the Mathletes Library Championship here at LSU.
And the library is barely full because no one cares.
Well, you'd wonder what the U.S. would look like if we actually did do that, if we sold out 70,000, 80,000 stadiums for our Mathletes.
We wouldn't be last in everything.
What a world. We would be last in everything
if that were.
Yeah, we're supposed to talk about Ja Morant there, and I guess we can kind of finish up the show in the last thing. But basically, what I feel like I've been hearing a lot of 20 to 30 games for Ja. Like, you'll get about like 20 to 30 games. And I'm like, I don't know if someone's been lacing my stuff lately. Because I'm like, bro, the league has to give him. Well, I don't know if has to, but I feel like they got to can him for the year. Like, you are coming off of, I mean, quite frankly, your NBA is on the rise. It's had a great last few years, and this just kind of brings you back down a few years to when it just tarnishes the image of the league. And you've been seeing the NBA players and, like, the Players Association coming out like, all right, John, now you're effing with my money.
This is
the league's money, the advertising money, which is the almighty dollar. Like, you, again, Adam Silver is like, you don't want to do this again. I'm going to make sure you're not going to do this again because we're giving you the whole season. But then again, that could just be recipe for disaster. Like, you're going to give John Morant the whole season suspension. Try and keep that dude from doing anything bad.
And this is the first time. This is really Adam Silver's first, like, player-related incident that he's had to deal with. Right, like since he's been commissioner, this is really the first time he's had to deal with a player that's been like arrest. Like he isn't there. Like
There's nothing that comes to my head.
No, the only thing I can think of that Adam Silver's had to deal with since he's been commissioner was Donald Sterling.
Yeah,
and he acted quick with that whole Donald Sterling thing. Because he didn't really break any laws outside of the beating up the 15-year-old or 16-year-old or whatever. I don't know if he's going to get anything more than I think he should get.
I heard he was 12. Yeah, 12 years old.
He's a kid. Kids in high school and you fighting him. Like, come on, bro. We tripping. But I mean, I honestly don't think he's going to get any more than about 30 games, which is weird. You made this point. Dylan Brooks, no way you're coming back here. Like, you talk too much.
Yeah.
Ja Morant.
Under any circumstances.
Under any circumstances, what they said. Ja Morant, you're suspended from don't come back to the facility for the rest of the year. We'll talk later.
You're suspended from all team activities in the off season. So I know you weren't probably going to come into the team facility anyway for the next 2 months, but just to make extra sure.
We're going
to
make sure you don't come. So that's we talked about, you know, the precedent that the NBA or that sports set as far as like, here's a guy that's going to probably get drafted and he gave somebody a gun, you know, and that gun eventually allegedly went on to murder someone.
Yeah.
Like, so
Adam Silver has a very precarious, and honestly, I feel like I'm Adam Silver, like, you made me look stupid. Like, I met with you. You told me that you were good. You weren't going to, like, I'm going to rehabilitate. Like, you didn't lie to all the fans. Like, you lied to my face, and now you have me looking stupid, too.
If you're Adam Silver, can you actually allow, what's my man, the gun from Alabama? I'm sorry.
Brandon Miller. Yeah.
You actually allow him to get drafted? If you're Adam Silver, like, I can't do it. Like, they can draft you afterwards. They can do something, but I can't do this right now.
It's tough. I mean, it's a tough act to balance.
Your gun was responsible for somebody else's murder. How do we know you didn't do it all the way?
I mean,
I'm sorry. Like, it sounds weird.
I guess I already know the answer to this, but I think it would kind of set a new precedent. It's like, why can't Adam Silver with maybe not guys already in the league, but 18, 19, 20-year-olds that are coming into the league, hey, if there is a story about you being around a gun or with a gun or at a club, like in an altercation, like these are egotistical, like, face-offs essentially happening is what usually, I mean, you go back to listen to the Aaron Hernandez thing. He shot somebody because somebody bumped into him and spilled his drink.
Yep.
You know, I mean, there's really no major issue happening. It's small things that turn into big things here.
And
they should never be allowed in the NBA if that happens. If Adam Silver ever sees that, it's like, hey, great example, point to it. If you do this, good luck. Go play in China, Russia, or somewhere else.
I think that could be, I don't know if we have to break, I think that could be like a dangerous precedent only because...
I hear you.
Only because, like, it's legal to carry. And most
it's legal
states,
to carry,
you know, and
yeah,
so
I get you.
And so it's just one of the, and if you ask a lot of these dudes that come from these really kind of effed up situations, like, I'm not leaving without my gun, like, and somebody that, man, you have a name, you've accomplished something athletically or whatever, probably have some type of money coming in, like, there are certain neighborhoods that you just can't walk around willy nilly, like, I can't do that. So I mean, so I think it's a dangerous precedent. However, was that gun responsible for somebody's murder? Yeah, I'm sorry, bro. We can't have nothing to do with you until this case has been cleared. By then, put your Amani Bates, man, all that stuff happened, went to college. Now he's probably going to be drafted late first round and into the second, all that type of stuff. You can still play in the league, but right now, until we get the stuff figured out, man, I gotta take a pass on you.
Yeah, it's...
I think that's fair by the NBA to say, man, you've got too much... You couldn't even answer questions in interviews.
Baggage.
Like, I'm sorry, bro. Like, you're going to have to wait until this is all figured out.
So there was, I was wondering if there was, like, a statute of limitations for Adam Silver. Like, you did this while you were in college. I don't care. It happened while you were in the draft process, mm-hmm. your freshman, whatever, this year leading up to it. So it looks bad on the league. Bam. First 20 games you ain't playing. First 25.
Every game you play, that's what people are going to be talking about.
Yep.
They're going to talk about, man, and they're always going to mention, man, in 2023... Man, he was involved in a gun. It's always going to be a part of your headline. No matter what you do, you win the MVP. And in 2003, before he was drafted, had a gun-related incident where someone was murdered. That's always going to be a part of his story.
Yep. And I also like how you said that Ja Morant beat up the 15, 16-year-old, because I feel like it just keeps getting younger as time goes on. Like, next year, we're going to say, like, dude, and then Ja Morant assaulted that baby.
Does
like,
you know
he was, like,
weirder?
Three,
you know
I think.
You know what sounds weirder?
God.
You know what sounds weirder? He beat up a high school kid.
It is very, yeah.
Yeah,
it's just
you beat
like,
up a high school kid.
A multimillionaire.
When you're the like, size of a high care? School kid, you know, you gotta pick your battles.
Yeah, come on now.
All right, last segment. Let's wrap up the Sports Sunday and send you on to your second Saturday of this Memorial Day weekend next on Sports Sunday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
You're listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
All right, well, I hate all of you. You too, the text line. No one gave me any suggestions for what the hell to do today with my son.
I gave you the Family Fun Center.
That's right,
he already named it, Bullwinkles. No, I totally tried to help.
That's true, you did. Okay.
You're a jerk.
Well, Jordan, you get an okay.
Take your kid to the peony fields down in Salem. I don't know. To hell with you, brother.
Yeah. Newberg is it's a conundrum because there's a lot of good stuff for like adults. Like, got a lot of good food places, plenty of places to drink.
Have you gone to the Air Museum, the aviation, with the water park attached to it down in McMinnville, not too far from you?
Yeah, it's been a minute, but that place... See, this is the problem, is I'm trying to do something on a Sunday on Memorial Day weekend.
Good luck.
And I'm trying to, like, act as if...
Take them to a brewery.
I'm trying to act as if like nothing's going to like be absolutely packed. Like, oh yeah, I could go there. I'm sure it's going
to
be fun.
Take
oh, no,
them
wait,
on in. Take them to a dog park. And, you know, like play catch with them
just
or something
him?
Like that.
Jeez. Yeah.
And then watch the ladies come. Oh my God. My
like,
son's
true.
So cute.
Have my son be the dog in the dog part and like play fetch with him.
Yes. What is catch? You
Dude.
Have a catch. Yeah, yeah. Let's have a catch, Dad. AKA fetch. The same thing.
Hey, I'm Joe.
Yeah, how you doing?
This is my kid. And I'm here.
Who's a good boy?
Yeah, right?
Scratching the top of my son's head. He's like, Dad, what are you doing?
Seriously.
Go get it. Go get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I do need a dog, though.
Man, yeah.
There is a dog park close to my house.
You have a dog and a kid at the same time?
Dude, that's... Holy moly. I feel like I'm trying to respect my landlord's wishes too much, and then I look across the way, and I see my neighbor, who also has the same landlord, and he has a pit bull with one of the largest heads I've ever seen. A damn hellhound. Really nice dog, though, until a small child comes around, probably. Yeah. And then the neighbor who I share a wall with, she has two cats.
Gross.
And so I'm like, well, not gross. I mean, cats are cute. You know.
I got two cats, but you'd love my two cats.
I like kitty cats.
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so.
But again, get
this devil spawn away from me.
And it's definitely not like, you know, landlords are not coming to your house every day knocking on the door to see if you have a pet, right? Like, that's just not how things operate. So maybe just one day Joe gets an animal in the house and, you know, I have a dog all of a sudden. I don't know, man. Dogs are so much work. Do you have a you don't have a dog?
No, I don't. My son has a dog that's not allowed to come over my house.
And Jordan, you have cats, and isn't it just nice being able to leave your house for 12 hours and not having to worry about them?
Yes, but they act a little more like dogs because they're Siamese, and their names are Pikachu and Eevee, so they are just after
Salt
Pokemon,
names.
So they're
Salt
just
names.
So cute.
I am big on human names for pets. That is like
Paul.
One of that is like one of the main reasons why I want to get a pet is so I can find the perfect human name for them. Just
hey, it's
that
Brett.
Just,
what's up, right? Brett the dog?
Come here, Chad. Come here, Chad.
Yeah. No, I mean I had a dog.
Keith, get over here.
Call him Richard.
I was like 11 until I don't know. We had to put him down when I was like 23. You know, something like that. And since then, haven't had, what's that?
Solid life.
Yeah, and so since then, you know, haven't really had much of a need for pets. And cats are so ornery and it's like, feel like if they talked, they'd be like, hello.
Oh.
Hello, Jordan.
Oh, yeah, they'd
How
be
are
very
you?
Pretentious.
Yes.
But that would just be to people that they don't know and aren't with all the time. I mean, like, your cat would love you and always want to hang out, but
Who
as soon as
kitty?
Don't
but
trust
as soon
cats.
As someone else comes in that house, it's like, oh no, all bets are off.
Get the hell out!
I don't trust cats one bit.
I honestly don't blame you, but again, once you build that relationship with a feline friend, then it will change your mentality.
Have you seen how cats move?
Yes.
Have you seen what they can do?
Oh yeah, that's what.
Have
yes.
you, like I do not know.
They got
I'm
those
so
twisty
sorry.
Spines.
I'm oh, so true. Sorry. I am so cool on cats.
Isn't it kind of cool though that the fact that we have somewhat of a wild animal domesticated like that?
No, that's what scares me the most.
Oh, it's great. It. Absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. Yeah, it's just thing with cats too. Is my cat growing up was an outdoor cat. R.I.P. Cabo, one of the best cats in the world. And when he needed to go, he just stood by the back door. We opened up the sliding door, and there he went. And he'd come back, do his thing, and he would come in, sleep inside. Like, indoor-outdoor cats are just fantastic because they know where they need to do their business, and they know where they can sleep outside and inside. They got their spots. It was fantastic.
I'm a little too scared to let cats out with all them coyotes running around
here. Yeah, and now he could hold his own. My cat, Cabo, he was a blue chip. For sure. Like he was
a five-star blue chip cat prospect.
100%. That dude was stacked. R.I.P. Gosh.
No. I had a friend, my buddy's cat got eaten by raccoons.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, so you shouldn't let him go outside.
Raccoons?
You cannot hear,
man.
Outside,
fam.
Raccoons.
Yeah, raccoons, bro.
Animal I was thinking of.
There's garbage cans all over the place.
Like
for them
we found
to...
it. Like we found it. It
oh,
was it wasn't
no.
cool.
That's sad.
It wasn't cool.
Oh,
and he was
no.
really sad. You know,
no, like if my cats passed away, I would have to take a day or two off. Like I have, you can make fun of me out there on the text line, but like I have that close of a relationship with my kitties. I love them.
All right. Well, it was a great Sunday. And I just also have to add this detail that I didn't notice about that team losing on the dropped third strike is the second baseman who is frantically running in to say, like, hey, grab the ball. The catcher took the baseball and pocketed it. So it wasn't like on the field for them to grab to make the play after he thought he won the championship. The catcher took the baseball and put it in his pocket to stash it away for, you know, memorabilia. Well, boy, he's got a souvenir for the rest of his life. That's
doesn't
for
want
sure.
that anymore.
Have all the teammates sign that one. We lost the state championship game, and all I have is this baseball that caused it.
Wow.
Dear God, man. Wow. I hope this.
That's terrible.
I really.
Yes, that would stick with me a lot more than everybody thinking that the Blazers were going to the finals, but we have another game.
Learn from your failure, son.
Oh, God. All right, for Jordan Schultz, Rashad Taylor, thank you for all our Memorial Day listeners out there, our second Saturday listeners out there. Enjoy the rest of the day and enjoy hopefully sleeping in and the extra day we get on this weekend. So catch y'all next week. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.